Hello, my sacred ones. I'm Savina Leo, and welcome to another episode of the Sacred Sutra Podcast, where I break down spiritual concepts so you can understand and integrate them into your everyday life. Today's topic is a big one and a very important one. We're going to talk about money. And when we think about spirituality, we tend to think about giving up worldly possessions. But the truth is, we exist in the world, and most of us leading an awakened or spiritual life, we need money and we need to have a relationship with money. But most of us were not taught how to have any relationship with money, far less for a spiritual relationship with money. So I want to talk about how to have a more connected relationship with money, how to bring in more money, how to open up your energy in order to have that relationship. Now, in order to get there, we first need to understand our limiting beliefs about money. Some of us grew up in a household where we were taught that money was difficult to make, or if you grew up in a Christian household, you might have been taught that money is the root of all evil. Now, if you have those beliefs about money, then you are not going to be magnetized, or you're not going to be able to attract money into your life if you have those subconscious limiting beliefs about money. You see, money is just a tool. It's just an amplifier of who you are. If you're a shitty person and you have a lot of money, then you're going to be a shitty person with a lot of money. But if you're a good person that has money, you're going to continue to be a good person with money. And we need a lot more good people that are making shit tons of money. Being spiritually connected to your money is essential to live a spiritual life, because spirituality is all about awareness and having experience, and to have those experiences, to gain those comforts in life, we need money in order to do that. So the first thing you're going to look at is, what are my parents' beliefs about money? What is my community's belief about money? What are those beliefs about money? And for me growing up, like, my parents instilled in me, like, you have to work extremely hard and you have to show up every day and you have to go to a physical location. And they didn't have the foresight to see that, you know, you could work at home or you could live a much more leisure life and be able to make money, because they didn't see the internet in their days. So for them, they needed to physically go to a place every day and show up. And I remember my dad having a conversation with me and telling me, like, if you want to be successful, you have to show up. And me and my manifestor energy and human design, where I need a lot of rest, I was like, that makes no sense to me. My energy can't sustain that. So understanding your parents' belief about money and deprogramming that within yourself and having awareness of what it is. So maybe you make a list of all the limiting beliefs that were installed in you from the very beginning. Then you're gonna actively find ways to debunk those things in your mind, and you could tell yourself, well, there is the internet and you don't need to physically show up to a location anymore, or money is not hard to make. And then find those instances in your life where money was not hard to make, where it was easy. You also want to have a better relationship with money, and you want to respect money. Now, how do we respect money? We respect money by knowing exactly what is coming in and out of our accounts, where we're spending money, where we're making money. What we're doing is we're building a relationship with our money, and we're respecting it in a way where we're saying, I'm going to invest time into getting to know how you operate in my life. Now, we also want to expand our container when it comes to money. So most of us obviously want to make more money. And how do we do that? We do that by figuring out the relationship that we have personally with money. So let's say you are an overspender. It means that you're not valuing your money like you should be. So maybe because you are an overspender, you need to start saving and pulling back on spending a little more. Now, some people have the opposite relationship with money. Some people don't spend their money at all and they need to expand themselves a little more. They need to pay a little extra for a more luxurious experience in order to connect to that experience. And then when they open up their energetic container in order to connect with money in that way, money tends to flow to people more. Educating yourself on money management and how to manage your money properly is just so important. And most of us think that we need to have thousands of dollars in order to have this experience. But you could start with a couple hundred dollars and start saving with just a couple hundred dollars, or you just start an emergency fund with $50 in it, but starting and then contributing a little bit every month is going to help you build that relationship with money over the years. And eventually you're going to realize that you have such a good relationship with money because you started off small. But it all really starts with writing down physically, like writing down exactly how much money is coming in and exactly how much money you're spending over a period of time. Nobody's saying to budget as yet. All you're doing is tracking your personal patterns. And then from there, you're going to be able to know where you could pull back more, where you could spend a little more, where you need to develop a little more. And over time, that relationship with money is going to become sacred. With that, you also want to write a letter to money. You want to write about the relationship that you have, the hopes that you have with money in the future, maybe the disappointments that you've shared, and you might learn something about your relationship with money if you write a letter to money. Sharing all your hopes, dreams, wishes, fears, disappointments, and then you're able to gain the emotional relationship that you have with money. So you're tackling your relationship with money in many different ways, where you're physically tackling it with writing things down, and then you're also emotionally tackling it when you write this letter to money, explaining the relationship that you want to have with it and also the relationship that you had with it in the past. Once you learn to connect with money and you realize its value and how sacred it is to your spiritual experience, and you're grateful for the opportunities that it gives you in life in order to facilitate your spiritual growth, and you see it from that point of view, then your life is going to change when it comes to that relationship with money. I hope this episode was helpful and informative. And if you want to take a deeper dive into your relationship with money, you can always book a one-on-one session with me. You can always DM me on Instagram at @IamSavinaLeo. And if you liked this episode, then you would love Manifestation Master Course, and it's available in the show notes. So take care, guys, and until next time.